美国在我小的时候想象中是一个钱长在树上遍地是黄金的国家。1964年10月30号，我在纽约市的港口上岸，当天晚上我住在我朋友一个破旧的哈林贫民区的一个公寓里面。让我更吃惊的是，第二天10月31号，一群小朋友穿着奇装异服，脸上戴着面罩，向每家敲门，然后嘴里面说 trick or treat, trick or treat。 我才知道我对美国的看法是错误的。蒋郎君是我大学的情人，他比我晚一年到美国，他到了美国以后第二年我们就结婚了。我也以为只要我们两个人相亲相爱，我们一定会有一个幸福和美满的家庭。没有想到我对婚姻的看法也是错误的。我那个时候不是基督徒，经年累月聚集了无数件没有解决的婚姻问题，所以我们婚姻的灾难是无可避免的。终于在两个儿子的鼓励之下，我们开始办理离婚的手续，去结束那28年的婚姻。同年5月17号1993年，我们的儿子佑轩从牙医学院回家跟我们说，我是同性恋。因为我们夫妻的感情已经到了绝望的地步，所以我没有同心协力和他一起去面对这个大的挑战。不但我没有安慰他，我反而指责和怪他，认为儿子变成同性恋和他有很大的关系。因为对儿子和对太太，我觉得我已经没有办法去帮助他了。既然儿子想要去做过同性恋的生活，就让他去吧。因为我们这个家已经到了4分5裂无可挽救的地步。既然大家都觉得生活在痛苦之中，那还不如各自的去寻找自己想要的快乐。可是我太太的反应和我完全不一样。
你不能想象，当儿子佑轩用这几个简单的字对我们说我是同性恋时，这带给了我们多么大的悲伤。我以为用这个最后通牒要他选择亲情或者选择同性恋来威胁他，一定会清醒过来，可以改变的。儿子却很坚定地对我们说，如果你们不能接纳我，我只有选择离家这条路。毫无犹豫的，佑轩拎起背包就走出了家门。这对比我听到了他死亡的消息更难接受，比一把尖锐的刀刺伤了我更痛。任何词汇都不无以形容我当时悲伤的情况，又羞耻又愤怒，全身的血液似乎刹那间流出了体外。我瘫痪般的跌倒在地上，全身僵硬的像冰块，心想不只是婚姻已失败，连这个跟我最亲近的小儿子在我生命中是最后的一线希望也背叛了我。我到了生命的尽头，世界在我面前崩溃，我完全没有想要再继续活下去的理由。因此我决定要去做一件不可思议的事，结束我的生命。那时我还没有重生得救，不知为什么却想去见一位神，一个牧者。他给了我一本有关同性恋的书籍， 我就不告而别的离家出走，买了张单程火车票，计划到卢玉柳和儿子见最后一面，然后去自杀。身上只带着皮包和那本小册子。就这样，我上了前往卢玉柳的火车，心相信只有一死了之，可以结束我所有的问题和痛苦。向来不喜欢看书的我，竟然在火车上开始看那本小册子。神打开了我的心灵，让我明白了耶稣的心肠，他为爱我们而被钉在十字架上的救恩。虽然我们都是罪人，然而神无条件的爱我们。神既然能够无条件的爱我，我也应该无条件的去爱我那生活在同性恋的儿子。到了 Louisville， 从那份小册子的背面一个电话号码，让我联络上了一位在那的退休师母，他辅导了我6个礼拜，带着我查读经祷告。我如今是可班，日夜不停地把自己沉浸在神的话语中。原本去 Louisville 是计划要结束我的生命，实际上我的确是做到了。如今我最喜爱的经节之一就是加拉太书2:20，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
过了6个礼拜，我接到那一位辅导我太太退休师母的电话。这位师母非常兴奋地对我说，你太太已经将她的生命奉献给神了，她已经得救了。我听了以后心中很不高兴，就跟她说，这个不是一个好消息，这个是我的一个噩梦，因为从现在起神会站在她那一边，那我更吵不过她了。可是后来我观察他的改变不只是在星期天而已，而是神在各方面都在慢慢慢慢的改变他。他每天早上都用数小时的时间，在他的祷告小斗室里去读经祷告。他拥有很大和充满了活力的信心，他生活的每一个层面都在改变。所以我的观察，我觉得他得到的不是一个宗教的信仰，他得到的是和主耶稣基督有一个亲密的个人关系。不知不觉的，神也在我的身上开始动工，我就和我的太太一起去上教会。我们一个朋友邀请我们去参加一个查经班，那个查经班叫 BSF Bible Study Fellowship， 在那里我们开始在神的话里面看到了神的爱，在灵命上开始扎根。神的话打开了我心中的眼睛，不久我也将我的生命奉献给主耶稣基督，神就开始医治我们两个人的婚姻，让我们恢复了原来的感情和爱情，成为心灵一体，更和神接近。这是神要预先锻炼跟装备我们，因为我们的儿子佑轩生活在同性恋圈中，越陷越深。
对父母要孝顺，学校成绩出色，当然了也一定要猛练钢琴。我很难找入美国男孩子的圈子，我的相貌、举重、兴趣和他们都不一样，也处处显得格格不入。上帝赐给了我音乐的天赋，和敏感的气质，撒旦不能夺走神所给我的恩赐。但撒旦有办法。 我常被人取笑缺乏男子气概。回想第一次对同性发生兴趣是在9岁的时候，我在朋友家偶然看到色情杂志，但年幼的我因为这些黄色图片造成了我很大的困惑和惧怕，造成了在欠缺来自父母对性教育的正确指导下，黄色杂志扭曲了我的性的认识，而且这就很快的控制了我的思想。With pornography fueling my same-sex attractions.
黄色杂志充满了我的对性的认识。
With pornography fueling my same-sex attractions, I had my first sexual encounter when I was 16 years old.
我第一次对同性有接触是16岁。
But I kept my feelings hidden through high school, college, even the Marine Corps reserves.
但是我把这种感觉藏起来，从高中、大学一直到我在陆战队服役的时候。
In my early 20s, I started secretly going out to the gay clubs in Chicago.
我20岁的时候是秘密的在芝加哥的同性恋俱乐部里出现。
Then when I started dental school, I was pursuing my doctorate in dentistry. I no longer kept it a secret, and I came out of the closet.
当我在牙医学院的时候，我就不再把它当成一个秘密了，我就公开的活一个同性恋者的生活。
I spent most of my free time in the gay clubs.
我课余的时间都在同性恋俱乐部里。
And I went from relationship to relationship.
我有一个接着一个的性伴侣。
Seeking intimacy and happiness, which I found temporarily.
我寻求暂时的肉体的快乐。
But it still left me feeling unfulfilled and unsatisfied.
但是我仍然觉得空虚和迷惘。
So unfortunately, I began experimenting with drugs.
接着我就开始尝试接触毒品。
But I was a dental student, I had to support my habit somehow.
因为我是一个穷的学生，我要去支持我这个嗜好的话，我要做一些事情。
And I supported my habit by selling drugs.
我就去贩卖毒品去支持我吸毒。
And I sold to friends, classmates, even a professor.
我卖给了我的朋友，我的同学，甚至我的教授。
I actually thought I could live this double life.
我相信我竟然相信我可以活在一个双重的身份里。
Of living as a dental school student by day.
白天我是一个牙医的学生。
And by night, a promiscuous drug dealer.
但是晚上我就变成了一个同性恋的贩毒者。
But 3 months before I was to receive my doctorate.
但是在我拿到我文凭3个月之前
，the administration expelled me.
学校校方把我开除了。
So I moved to the bright lights of Atlanta, Georgia.
我就搬到了灯红酒绿的亚特兰大市。
And there I quickly took over the drug scene in the gay community.
在那儿我就很快地掌握了同性恋圈子里的毒品交易。
I became a supplier to other dealers in over a dozen states.
我在那儿其他12个州的毒品，我就成为了一个批发商。
In addition, it was nothing for me to have multiple anonymous sexual encounters each and every day.
当时我也会有跟陌生人每天发生不同的性行为。
Because according to the world, I had it all.
因为在对于世界的标准来说，我拥有了一切。
Money,
金钱。
Fame,
名誉。
Drugs,
毒品。
And sex,
和性。
I had exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
我以谎言换取了上帝的真理。
And I began to worship and serve the creature rather than the creator.
我现在就，我当时就去崇拜被造者，而不是去崇拜那个造物者。
Because in my world, I had become God.
因为在我的世界里，我已经变成了神。
莉安和我正在新生命的成长中，完全不知道儿子在吸毒及贩毒，只知道他需要信主得救。所以我每隔一天的寄基督教卡片给他， 在卡片上我填满了鼓励的话语、金节、赞美诗歌，并且在每一张的卡片落笔，我总一定签上“永远爱你的妈妈”。后来知道他连读都不读，就丢进了垃圾桶。
儿子既然不愿意回家，我们只好两个人就飞到亚特兰大去看他。没有想到第二天就被他赶出了门。我们在临走之前，我想留一样东西给他，就是我的第一本圣经。他很生气地对我说，我才不要看你的圣经，你做梦我会看你的圣经。可是我还是把我的那一本圣经放到他的桌子上。当我们一出门，他就将我的圣经丢进了垃圾桶。很明显的看出他的叛逆是毫无救药的。他的在世俗的眼光，他是毫无希望的。可是我们的神是万能的，神可以用奇迹来改变我们的儿子。所以我的太太就开始做了一个很大胆的祷告，神啊，求你用任何的方法将这个浪子带回到你的身边。这对一个中国的母亲来说是一个非常冒险而且非常大胆的祷告。虽然我们面临逆境，可是我们没有存着绝望的心情，只是全心全意定睛在神的诺言之中。同时我们有100多位代祷的兄弟姐妹，我们教会跟BSF 的查经班的兄弟姐妹一起为我们祷告。之后的7年，每一周一我太太都未曾间断的做禁食祷告，甚至有一次禁食祷告39天，每天早上都在他的祷告的小斗室里跪着苦苦的哀求的祷告。以下是他写下来祷告词的其中的一个。
主啊，我要站在您和儿子的破口之间，直到这场战打胜为止。我要站在您和我儿子的破口之间，每天我都要虔诚地为他向您祷告和请求。我只有一个要求，不要让我心灰意冷而气馁。无论如何的艰难，如何的困苦，我绝不会放弃这孩子。主啊，您更不会。虽然撒旦魔鬼千方百计地要毁灭我儿子，我仍然要坚持到底，无论要等到何年何月。每当我向您请求的时候，我已将一切的重担、一切的惧怕和我的泪水全交托在您手中。8年的等待和祷告，似乎神都没有回应。其实神是听到了我的祷告，只是没有顺着我的意愿。他的回答是，我要你休息，要知道我是神。回想当年我求神改变逆境，神确实带来了很多的改变，只是儿子的改变时候还没有到。神要先让我改变，他要使我那已被更新的生命成为神施舍慈悲怜悯的胜利金牌。阿斯沃千本曾经说过，我们活在这世界上并不是要证明神是个应允祷告的神，乃是要让我们的生命成为神恩典的纪念塔。在我们等候期待的岁月里，神亲自带领牵着我们一步一步地接近他。
Answer to prayer does not come quickly.
通常上帝对祷告的回应不是来得很快。
And this definitely was not an exception.
这也不例外。
But my parents were unwavering in their faithfulness to intercede on my behalf.
我父母一直恒切地为我祷告。
Like the persistent widow, my mother bombarded heaven with their prayers.
我妈妈的祷告就像炸弹一样，轰炸。
She knew that it would take nothing short of a miracle.
她知道要改变我需要一个神迹。
To bring this prodigal son to the father.
要把这个浪子让他回头。
And a miracle is exactly what God did.
神终于显了神迹。
This miracle came with a bang on my door.
这个神迹的开始是一段砸门的声音。
I opened up my door and on my doorstep.
我开了门，看见我门口的楼梯上。
Were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and 2 big German shepherd dogs.
有12个联邦反毒的官员。亚特兰大的警察还有两只大狼狗。
I just received a large shipment of drugs, not my largest.
我当时获得了，就是收到了一份很大的毒品。
And they confiscated all my money and my drugs.
官员拘捕我以后就没收了我所有的钱和我的毒品。
And I was charged with a street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
控告我的罪名就是我在贩卖 9.1 吨市值的大麻。
With that amount, I was facing 10 years to life in a federal prison.
那个罪名成立的话，我可能会面对10年到直到终身监禁的这个惩罚。
I had started with a bright future in academia, and I found myself in the ditch among society's despised in jail.
我本来是可以成为一个高级的知识分子，但是我现在。却看到自己沦落在亚特兰大市的拘留所。
So I tried calling home.
我尝试给家里打电话。
And I did not want to make that phone call.
我真的其实不想打那个电话。
As I thought about the earful that I was going to get on the other line.
因为我想象电话对方会有不断的责骂的声音。
But to my surprise, my mother's first words were.
让我惊讶的是，我妈妈的第一句话竟然是
：“Son, are you okay？”
儿子，你还好吗
？No condemnation, just words of unconditional love and grace.
没有责骂，而换来的是无条件的爱。
Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
罗马书二章四节里说。
That it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
神的恩慈带领我们悔改。
Notice that it doesn't say it's God's anger.
那里不是说是因为神的愤怒。
It's not God's wrath.
不是神的大怒。
But it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
反而是神的恩慈让我们悔改。
And even on that miserable day, God was pouring out His grace and drawing me to Himself through the words of my mother.
在那一天，神的话把我带到他面前。
Actually, my mom was excited to get that phone call, if you could believe it.
我妈妈那天是非常的兴奋，因为她收到了那个电话。
Because I hadn't called home in years.
因为我好几年没有给家里打电话。
And she knew that this was God's answer to her prayers.
而他知道这是神对他祷告的回应。
So as she hung up that phone, fighting back the tears,
他放下电话，充满了泪水。
She knew she had to do like that good old hymn says.
他知道他应该像那首诗歌里所说的。
Count your blessings.
数算你的恩典。
Name them one by one.
要一个一个的数算。
No matter what difficulty she was going through, she had to count her blessings.
无论她面对多大的困难，多大的艰难，她一定要数算神的恩典。
So she tore off a little piece of adding machine tape from the calculator.
她从这个计算机上面一张小纸条，她就撕下来了。
And she wrote down these first blessings.
她就写下了这个祝福。
Christopher is in a safe place.Compared to before,
佑轩比起以前，他的环境，他现在处于一个安全的环境。
And he called home for the very first time.
他第一次给家里打电话。
As my years in prison passed,
我在监狱的日子一天过了一天。
She kept counting her blessings and adding to this tape.
她一直的数算神的恩典，而且把它记录下来。
And today, this list of blessings is longer and taller than she is.
到了今天，这个纸条已经比她的人还要高了。
3 days later, I was walking around the prison block.
3 days 以后，我在监狱里无目的的行走。
And I passed by this garbage can.
我经过了一个垃圾桶。
And I thought, this is so much like my life.
我就觉得这个垃圾桶跟我的生命是一样的。
I'm from upper middle class suburb of Chicago.
我是在芝加哥的郊区的中产阶级家庭出来的。
My father has 2 doctorates.
我父亲有两个博士学位。
I was only 3 months away from receiving my own doctorate.
我只差3个月就能拿到我的博士学位。
I had a bright future.
我有一个前途无量的前途。
But now I found myself among criminals.
但是我现在周围却是一群的罪犯。
I was about to pass by this garbage can, but something on top of the trash caught my eye.
我想离开那个垃圾桶，但是垃圾桶上有一样东西却吸引了我的目光。
I bent over, I picked it up.
我过去拿起那个东西。
And it was a Gideon's New Testament.
那是基甸会所发行的新约圣经。
I took that New Testament back to my cell and I opened up that good book.
我就把那个圣经拿回我的监房里，我就去看那本书。
And for the first time, I read through the entire Gospel of Mark that night.
那天晚上，我竟然看完了马可福音整章。
But I wasn't thinking this is the answer to my problems.
我不相信那个是我为我解决的问题。
I was simply thinking I've got a lot of time on my hands, and I better pass it somehow.
我就觉得因为我有很多时间，我就可以看一看这本书。
But as some of you know, what we have in our Bibles,
大家都知道圣经里到底有什么东西。
It is not just ink on paper.
那不是光是白纸上印了一些字。
But what we have in our Bibles is the very breath of God.
而圣经里装着的却是由神而来的气息。
And it is living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword.
那些话语是有力的，像两刃的利剑一样。
Able to cut through the hardest of hearts.
它刺穿了最硬的心。
Exposing my sin, my rebellion.
它让我悔改，让我认识到自己的罪。
And it wasn't for me good news.
对我来说是一个好的消息。
不是好的
消息。不是好的消息。
And I thought things couldn't get any worse.
我觉得事情不可能会更糟了。
But I was wrong.
我是错的。
I was called into the nurse's office.
那天我被叫到护士的办公室里。
She sat me down.
她让我坐下。
And I knew something wasn't right.
我感觉到有一些事情肯定是不对的。
She finally wrote something on a piece of paper and slowly slid it across the desk to me.
她写了一些字在纸条上，然后慢慢地递给我。
I looked down and I saw 3 letters and a symbol.
我低下头一看，我看见三个字母和一个符号。
It read HIV positive.
上面写着 HIV positive.阳性就是艾滋病毒阳性。
圣诞节即将来临的一天下午，我接到佑轩从监狱里打来的电话，虽然背后掺杂着吵吵闹闹的噪声，却也掩盖不住他那颤抖又微弱的声音。妈，我染上了艾滋病病毒。这哀伤绝望的气息忽然间让我感到天旋地转。自从儿子告诉我们他是过着同性恋的生活后，我最害怕的噩梦现在成了真。儿子被联邦政府判刑6年， 但这个宣告有如死刑，令我难以接受。放下电话，我心痛如刀绞，茫茫然，不知所措的我走进了我的小祷告室，跪在十字架下，我低头，让这首诗歌不断的在我心灵里冲荡，我心灵得安宁，我心灵得安宁，得安宁。
大家跟我们一起唱。
It is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
当得到那知道那个晴天霹雳几天后
，I was lying in my bed.
我躺在床上
and I noticed in the metal bunk above me someone had scribbled something.
我注意到我上格床上面好像写着一些东西
and it read, if you're bored,
上面写着如果你觉得无聊的话
read Jeremiah 29:11.
你就去读耶利米书29章11节
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord.
神说我知道我对你的旨意
plans to prosper you and not to harm you
旨意是去拯救你而不是去伤害你
plans to give you hope and a future
那个旨意是让你有希望和你的未来
at the most hopeless point in my life God was at the most hopeless point in my lifeGod was using the words penned by a prophet.
在我人生最绝望的时候，神用话语来安慰我。
Thousands of years ago to a rebellious nation Israel.
那句话是好多千年之前对以色列伯逆的人所说的。
To tell me that regardless of who I was and what I had done in the past.
那句话对我说，无论你是谁或者你做了什么。
He still had a plan for me.
他仍然对我有一个计划。
I did not know where that plan was going to take me.
我不知道那个计划会带我去哪儿。
But God gave me enough faith, enough strength to get through that one day and the next and the next.
但是神给我信心，给我力量去度过每一天。
My transformation was gradual.
我的改变是逐渐的，慢慢的。
And God was convicting me of the dependencies in my life.
神让我认识到自己的罪。
The most obvious was drugs.
第一样最明显的就是我对我的毒瘾。
But within a few months, God delivered me from the bondage of that addiction.
几个月后，神就让我完全脱离毒品的诱惑。
But the last thing that I was holding on to was my sexuality.
但是最后一样让我挣扎的就是我的性取向。
I was reading through the Bible.
我读遍了整本圣经。
And it was so clear to me that God loved me unconditionally.
很明显的就是神爱我，无条件的爱我。
But I also came across those passages in the Bible that seemed to condemn that core part of who I thought I was.
但是我也看到圣经里有一些去指责同性恋的经文。
Which was my sexuality.
那就是我的性取向。
So I went to a prison chaplain and I asked him his opinion on this issue.
我就去找监狱的牧师问问他的意见。
And to my surprise, this chaplain actually told me that the Bible doesn't condemn homosexuality.
但是竟然这位牧师竟然说圣经并没有指责同性恋。
And he gave me a book and he said this book explains that view.
他给我一本书让我看说这本书里就说明了神没有指责同性恋。
So I took that book in the hopes of finding biblical justification for homosexuality.
我拿了那本书希望在书中找到一些支持同性恋的圣经的意思。
I had that book in one hand and the Bible in the other.
我一手拿着那本书一手拿着圣经。
And from a purely human perspective, I had every reason in the world to accept what that book is claiming.
从人的出发点来说我真的希望我相信或者在那本书里可以找到支持同性恋的证据。
Because I wanted to justify the way I had been living.
因为我想去证明我过去的生活是没有错的。
But God's indwelling Holy Spirit
但是圣灵在我心里不断的动工
convicted me that those assertions from that book
告诉我在那本书里的观点
were a clear distortion of God and His Word
是对神和神的话语完全的扭曲
I couldn't even finish that book and I gave it back to the chaplain
我没有看完那本书就把它还给了监狱的牧师。
So I turned to the Bible alone.
我只看圣经。
And I went through every verse, every chapter, every page of scripture looking for justification.
我看了每一字、每一句、每一卷去寻找这个认可同性恋的证据。
I couldn't find anything.
我没有找到任何的东西
which meant I was at a turning point
我就自然到了一个转捩点
and a decision had to be made
我需要做一个决定
either abandon God and His Word
第一个其一就是我要不然就完全放弃神和他的话语
to live as a gay man
去过一个同性恋者的生活
By allowing my attractions to control who I am and how I lived.
让我自己的意欲去控制我是什么一个人和过什么样的生活。
Or abandon pursuing a gay relationship.
另一个选择就是我要放弃同性恋的生活。
By freeing myself from my attractions.
让我从我的意欲中解脱。
And live as a follower of Jesus Christ.
而去活一个真正跟随耶稣的生活。
My decision was clear and obvious.
我当时的决定是很明显的。
I followed Jesus.
我跟随了耶稣。
As the days and the weeks and the months of abstinence passed,
在监狱的日子每一天每一天的过去。
I realized that my sexuality should not be the core of who I am.
我意识到我的性取向不是我整个人的一个，不是我整个人不可分割的一部分。
I told myself before that God loved me unconditionally, and that's true.
我知道神是无条件的爱我。
But then I had added in the past that, so therefore he doesn't want me to change.
所以我觉得神不一定让我改变。
But now after reading the Bible, I realized that unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
当我读完圣经以后，我明白到无条件的爱不等于无条件的接受我的行为。
See, my identity should not be found in my sexuality alone.
我的身份不是完全取决于我的性取向。
My identity shouldn't be grounded in my attractions.
我的身份是取决于我对。
But boys, my identity shouldn't be found in just in my attractions.
我的身份不是取决于我对性的渴望。
But my identity, and my identity is not gay, ex-gay, or even heterosexual for that matter.
我的身份不是一个同性恋者或者前同性恋者，或甚至我不是一个异性恋者。
But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus Christ alone.
我的真正的身份其实是在耶稣基督里，我是永生神的儿子。
God says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
神说要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
I used to think that if I were to become a Christian, I would have to become a heterosexual.
我之前曾经认为，如果我要变成一个基督徒的话，我一定要成为一个异性恋者。
But I realized that even if I had heterosexual feelings, I would still need to put to death my sin nature every day.
我后来又意识到，即使我成为了一个同性恋者，我每天
异性恋者。
我每天一定要还是要去面对我的罪，要把它弄去掉。
Besides, God never said, "Be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual."
神从来没有说过你们要成为异性恋者，因为我是异性恋者。
But neither did He say, "Be homosexual, for I am homosexual."
他也没有说过去当同性恋者，因为我是同性恋者。
Rather, God said, "Be holy, for I am holy."
神却说要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
So the opposite of homosexuality is not heterosexuality. That is not the goal.
同性恋的反面不是异性恋。
And that's not the goal.
那个不是目标。
But the opposite of homosexuality is holiness.
和同性恋恰恰相反的却是圣洁。
Actually, the opposite of any sin struggle is holiness.
任何罪的反面都是圣洁。
I should not focus upon whether a person might still be tempted or not.
我不应该再去关注人是不是再被罪所吸引。
But I need to focus upon living a life of holiness and living a life of purity.
我应该专注的是我要圣洁，过一个圣洁的生活。
Because change is not the absence of temptations.
因为改变不是没有诱惑的。
But change is the ability to be holy.
改变是我们要变成圣洁。
Even though we may still be tempted.
当我们即使我们有会面对一些的诱惑。
Because the ultimate issue is not my temptations.
最终极的问题不是我的诱惑。
The ultimate issue is not even what my attractions are.
也不是我被什么东西所吸引。
But the ultimate issue is that I yearn after God.
最终极的问题是我要跟随神，我爱慕神。
In total surrender and complete obedience.
完全的交托和信服。
As I began to live this life of surrender and obedience,
我过了交托和顺服的生活。
God began to reveal His plan for my life.
神渐渐地对我就告诉我他对我的计划。
And God called me to full-time ministry while I was in prison, of all places.
当我在监狱的时候，神就呼召我做全职的侍奉。
And I realized that it didn't matter where I was, whether in prison or out of prison.
我也知道这个地方没有关系，无论我在监狱之外或在监狱里边。
Because my calling from God would remain the same regardless of the location.
因为神对我的呼召在何时何地都是一样的。
And with that change of heart, God did another miracle.
我的心改变以后，神又行了一个神迹。
And God shortened my sentence from 6 years.To 3 years, which is almost unheard of in the federal system.
神让我的刑期从六年缩短到三年，那个是在联邦监狱里从来没有听过的。
So with only about a year left of my prison sentence,
我知道我只有一年在监狱里了。
I knew if I was going to continue on in ministry, I'd better learn more about the Bible.
我知道如果我 接着继续要服侍神的话，我必须要去学神的话语。
So I called home collect to my parents.
我就打电话回家。
And I told them, I think God's called me to ministry.
我告诉我的父母啊，我相信神呼召我去侍奉他。
And I asked them to mail me an application to Moody Bible Institute.
我叫我的父母给我寄穆蒂神学院的申请表。
But then there was silence on the other line because I think they both dropped their phones.
但是对面是安静的，我想我的父母 惊讶到把电话都掉了。
They mailed the application into the prison. I was so excited when I got it.
他们很快的把报名表寄到监狱里，我也很高兴的接受这个报名表。
And I filled it out, but I realized that I needed references.
我填好了那个报名表，到最后我看到啊，我原来需要推荐人。
And these people had to be people who knew me as a Christian for at least 1 year.
这些推荐人必须是要认识我超过一年，而且知道我是一个基督徒。
The only people that knew me as a Christian for more than 1 year were people in prison.
对我来说，知道我是基督徒超过一年的只有在监狱里的人。
But I was able to persuade a prison chaplain, a prison guard, and another prison inmate to write my references to Moody.
所以我三个推荐人就是监狱的牧师、监狱的一个工作人员，还有一个跟我一起关押的罪犯。
Amazingly, Moody actually accepted me.
很奇妙的，穆蒂神学院竟然接受了我。
So I was released from prison in July of 2001.
2001年7月我被放出来了。
And I started at Moody the very next month.
我在穆蒂神学院接着一个月我就开始上学了。
So imagine the surprise of my classmates.
我的同学们很惊讶地看到我问我。
When I answered their question, what did you do this summer?
那些同学都很惊讶地听到我的回答，因为他们的问题是，你在暑假做了些什么呢？
I graduated from Moody in 2005.
2005年我从穆蒂神学院毕业了。
And then I graduated with my master's in exegesis from Wheaton College in 2007.
我在2007年从惠顿神学院的得了解经学的硕士。
Then in 2014, I received my doctorate of ministry from Bethel Seminary in St. Paul.
我2014年得到了我在 St. Paul 一个神学院的博士学位。
And I also had the honor of co-authoring a book with my mother.
我也跟我妈妈一同写了一本书。
In English it's called Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope. And in Chinese it has a different title from Galatians 2:20, No Longer Me.
这个就是书的介绍，英文的刚才我们看见了，这个就是中文的题目，不再是我。
My mother and I wrote it together, so she wrote chapter one, I wrote chapter two, she wrote chapter three.
我跟我妈妈一起合作，她写了第一章，我写第二章，然后她写第三章。
So she wrote all the odd chapters, I wrote the even chapters.
她写了单数的章节，我写了双数的章节。
Because we wanted to tell you from our own voice.The same story told from two different perspectives.
因为我们想告诉大家一个故事，就是从两个人的角度去写这个故事。
And then God in His power and His grace brought us all back together.
神把这些故事都收集在一起。
In the back of every book, is a free 8-week discussion guide.
在书的后边是一个八个星期的讨论问题。
And we have these books, both English and Chinese, available outside.
这本书中文版和英文版都在外边可以买到。
Many small groups and cell groups are using our book as a curriculum.
很多细胞小组、查经小组都用这本书来作为他们的课程。
To continue the conversation on sexuality, on prayer, on prodigals.
他们讨论的话题就是性取向、祷告，还有浪子的问题，他们都会用这个作为教材。
We've also found out that several Christian high schools are using our book as a textbook.
我们 更看到有一些基督教的高中竟然用我们的书作为他们的教科书。
And it makes sense.
那个是很合理的。
Because you may or may not realize this.
你可能不知道。
But this younger generation, they are being flooded with resources on sexuality.
这一代他们对性的知识其实是很丰富的。
Many Christian parents do little or nothing to talk to their kids about sex and sexuality.
很多基督徒家长却没有跟他们孩子谈到性和性取向的问题。
And they may talk to their kids once or twice in their teenage years.
他们可能在孩子青春期的时候谈论过一两次。
But this younger generation, they're being, have this information every day, every week.
但是他们在外界却接触到这些资料，是每天或者每周都接触到。
So often, people go back to the table, and one time this grandmother got 10 books.
有一次，一位老奶奶买了十本书。
And I said, "You just need one." She said, "I need 10. One for me and 9 for my grandchildren."
她说，我告诉她，你其实只需要一本书，但是她回答说，我自己要一本，九本是给我的孙子。
The choice is ours.
我们自己是有选择权的。
Will we continue to say nothing, or will we help equip this younger generation?
我们是要选择沉默，还是我们要去帮助下一代呢？
God in His sovereignty has given us back the years that the locusts have taken away.
神的圣洁
is given us back the years that the locusts.Have taken away.
神把圣洁带回给我们。
And now my parents and I are traveling around the world and around the nation, talking about God's grace and truth.
现在我跟我母亲是巡回的去讲神的信实。
Many of you may have prodigals.
你们很多人家里可能有浪子。
And in the midst of hopelessness,
在我们绝望的时候。
I want to remind you that there is still hope in Christ.
我想提醒大家，在基督里仍然有希望。
Because we serve a God of hope.
因为我们去寻求神的帮助。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。